Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a breakdown that doesn't just go quiet, it creates pressure. We're making a dark, atmospheric breakdown for a rag-infused DNB tune in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to make the listener feel the drop coming before it actually arrives. This is the kind of section that gives your track identity. In drum and bass, the breakdown is not dead space. It's where you strip things back to sob, texture, and vocal character, while still keeping motion and tension alive. If you do it right, the drop hits harder, because the breakdown has already done the emotional heavy lifting. We'll stay inside stock Ableton tools and build a mood layer, a chopped rag, a vocal, some dubby delay movement, low-end tension, and a transition that snaps back into chaos. That's the mission. First, find the breakdown section in your arrangement. Usually you're looking at 8 or 16 bars before the drop. For a rolling track around 174 BPM, 8 bars is often enough. If the tune is more cinematic or jungle-leaning, 16 bars gives you more room to breathe and build. A simple way to think about the mark is this. In the first few bars, let the drums fall away and keep atmosphere and vocal. In the middle, start adding delay throws, filters, and little movement details. Near the end, thin it out again, then load up the transition so the drop feels like impact, not just a return. Now let's build the atmospheric bed. You've got two good options here. One is to make a pad using Wavetable or analog. Go for a simple saw or triangle, maybe to detune second oscillator and keep the filter low pass so it stays dark. Give it a slower attack, maybe a few hundred milliseconds, and a long release so it hangs in the air. Then shape it with effects. Start with a Q8 and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz, so it doesn't clutter the low end. If the pad gets muddy, carve out a bit around 250 to 500 Hz. And if it starts fighting the vocal, give it a gentle dip in the 2 to 4 kHz area. After that, add a bit of chorus ensemble for width, but keep it subtle. You want atmosphere, not glossy trance spread. Then use echo with a dotted eighth or quarter note feel, filtered so the repeats aren't too bright or too heavy. A little modulation helps keep it alive. Finish with a reverb that's dark, long, and filtered on both the low and high ends. The point is to create space, not fog up the mix. Your second option is to start with sample texture. Rain, city noise, final crackle, radio static, distant sirens, that kind of thing. Process it with auto filter, reverb, delay, and maybe a touch of saturator. Think of it like putting the listener in a place. Not a pretty place necessarily, more like a smoky alley or a tunnel full of pressure. That's the vibe. Now for the real personality, the rag vocal. A rag breakdown needs a vocal phrase that feels like an anchor. It can be a sample, your own voice, or a chopped loop. The key is that it carries attitude. You want it to feel like a lead instrument, not just decoration. If you're using a loop, drop it into simpler and use slice mode, or warp it directly in arrangement and chop it by hand. Then process the vocal with EQ8, starting with a high pass around 100 to 150 Hz, to clear the bottom out. If there's boxiness, cut a bit around 300 to 600 Hz. If the vocal needs more bite, add a small presence lift somewhere between 2 and 5 kHz. Next, use a compressor just to keep it steady. You don't want to flatten the grid out of it, so keep the ratio moderate, around 2:1 to 4:1, and set the attack, so it controls peaks without killing the personality. Then add echo. This is where the rag energy starts to dance. A stereo or ping pong delay works well, with darker repeats and feedback somewhere in the 25 to 45% range depending on how wild you want it. After that, add a little saturator to give the vocal some edge and thickness. Finally, automate an auto filter so the vocal can open up as the breakdown develops. That little move can turn a static sample into a living phrase. A great trick here is to make the vocal act like call and response. For example, hit a phrase at the top of bar 1. Answer it with a delay throw at bar 2. Maybe stutter or reverse a tail at bar 4. Then bring in a final phrase right before the drop. You don't need constant repetition. You need identity and tension. Now let's talk low end, because this is where a lot of producers either overdo it or remove too much. A breakdown does not have to mean no bass. In DNB, a total low-end blackout can make the track feel weak instead of suspenseful. Better to use controlled low-end tension. One way is to create a sub-drone with operator using a sine wave. Keep it clean, low, and simple. Then put it in mono with utility, and maybe add very gentle saturator, so it stays audible on smaller systems. Automate the volume so it swells underneath the breakdown like pressure under the floorboards. Another option is to take a tail or sustained note from your drop bass, filter it down with auto filter, and let it hover in the background. You can even add a touch of Redux or saturator for a bit of grime. The idea is not to expose the full bass again, just to remind the listener that the energy is still there, waiting. At this stage, think about movement through delay throws. This is a classic part of ragga and dub-inspired tension. A return track with echo on it is perfect. Make one return for delay and another for reverb. Keep them 100% wet, dark, and filtered. Then send selected vocal hits or effects into them rather than leaving everything drenched all the time. The magic is in the automation. Increase the delay send at phrase endings. Cut the dry vocal briefly and let the throw ring. Open the high end of the delay return a little bit as you approach the drop. Maybe even push the feedback up for a runaway moment right before the impact. That one last echo can do a lot of emotional work. Don't forget to keep some groove ghosting alive in the breakdown. Even if the main drums disappear, a tiny clue of rhythm can stop the section from feeling disconnected. That could be the filtered break fragment, a reversed cymbal, a distant snare ghost, a rimshot echo, or a very quiet percussion loop. Use simpler, warp audio, high pass aggressively, and maybe add drum buss if you want a little crunch and transient shape. You can think of this as leaving a fingerprint of the groove. The listener shouldn't feel like the tune has stopped being the same song. They should feel like the song is holding its breath. Now automate the section from sparse to tense. Over the course of the breakdown, slowly open the atmosphere filter. Increase reverb sends. Let the stereo width spread a little. Bring the vocal delay up at key moments. Raise the sub or bass tension in the middle, then duck it just before the drop. The trick is to make the energy feel like it's gathering, not just disappearing and reappearing. Be careful with master bus changes. Since this lesson is about mastering minded breakdown control, you can think about the tonal balance of the section, but don't go crazy with master processing. If anything, let the breakdown feel a little darker, a little narrower, and slightly less sub-heavy than the drop. That contrast is what makes the drop feel violent in the best possible way. On a breakdown bus, a light EQ cleanup, a very gentle glue compressor, subtle saturator, and a utility check for mono compatibility is usually enough. If you use a limiter, use it sparingly. You want dynamics, not a flattened section. For the final one or two bars before the drop, go for a pre-drop impact move. This is where you really snap the listener forward. A reverse crash, a snare fill, a filter sweep, a quick vocal chop, and then maybe the tiny bit of silence right before the drop can work beautifully. Even muting the kick and bass for half a bar can make the return feel enormous. One really effective trick is to restore elements in stages. Bring the top end back first, then the mids, then the low end, then the full kick impact. That's more exciting than just fading everything in at once. A couple of things to watch out for. Don't make the breakdown too empty. If you remove everything, the tune loses its spine. Keep at least one of these alive at all times. The vocal, the texture bed, a low drone, or a dub delay tail. Also, don't drown the whole thing in reverb. Filter your returns so they stay dark and controlled. And don't over-automate every parameter just because you can. A few strong moves will hit harder than 100 tiny ones. If you want to push the vibe further, try a hallucination layer by duplicating the vocal chop, pitching it down an octave, low-passing it hard, and letting it drift quietly under the main vocal. Or create micro-pauses, little 1/8-note gaps, where the vocal or ambience drops out and only the delay tail remains. Those tiny voids are nasty in the best way. They make people lean in. For your practice, build a 16-bar breakdown using only stock Ableton devices. Give yourself one atmosphere layer, one chopped ragga vocal, one low-end tension source, one delay return, one reverb return, and at least 3 automation moves. Start sparse, build pressure, thin it out again. Then leave a little silence or a sharp transition right before the drop. When you play it back, listen at low volume too. If the breakdown still feels gripping quietly, you're probably on the right track. Ask yourself if the vocal cuts through, if the atmosphere feels too cloudy, and if the drop return feels exciting enough. So, to recap, a strong rag-infused DNB breakdown is all about contrast, identity, and pressure. Use atmosphere to create the room. Use the vocal to create character. Keep some low-end tension alive underneath. Use delay and reverb as active movement, not just decoration. And shape the whole thing with a mastering mindset so it translates in the full track. Do that, and your breakdown won't feel like downtime. It'll feel like the moment the whole tune is loading the cannon before the drop comes back in and absolutely levels the room.